Back on downtown, headed home on a Wednesday, 14 minutes after 5 o'clock. Rich Kimble, Bruce Pratt with you. Red Sox going at it again, leading 1-0 at this hour against the Oakland A's, but taking time away from watching it on television before he heads out to the West Coast. Peter Abraham of the Boston Globe joins us this afternoon. Well, Pete, off to a pretty good start to this Red Sox season. It's early still, but what are a couple of positives you've seen so far about this team that you think might be something they can build on going forward?
Well, first and foremost, it has to be the rotation. They've had good starts in every game so far. Alex Cora said a bunch of times during spring training that he wanted to get 25 innings from the rotation every time through, meaning each guy would go at least 5 innings. And they've succeeded that. Not only have they succeeded in that, they're plus 3 at this point. So a little bit ahead of schedule, especially for this early in the season. And now it's hard to expect that to continue. There's always injuries along the way and things that happen, guys come in and out of the rotation. But for a team starting on the West Coast in cold weather after being in Florida, the starters have really been a pleasant surprise.
And it looks like some guys have added a few things to the repertoire as well. Now, we saw some of that sweeper from Nick Pivetta last season. That seems to be working very well. And impressed with the assortment of pitches that we saw from Tanner Houck, how much of this is a new approach from Andrew Bailey?
Yeah, a lot of it is, for sure. And one thing he's done since becoming the pitching coach is talk to players about going to your strengths and understanding which pitches are your strengths, which ones are maybe not as good, and when to use pitches in certain situations so that you have a lot of belief in what you're doing at the time, that you're not trying to fool somebody, you're trying to use your what's the best pitch that you can use in that situation. And part of that for Garrett Whitlock, for Tanner Houck, for a number of guys, has been to throw fewer fastballs and more breaking pitches, and to develop some new breaking pitches in the case of Whitlock. And it's worked out pretty well so far. I think more is from a mental standpoint than a physical standpoint, that the pitchers have a lot of belief in what they're doing. They believe in what Bailey is telling them, and that they're coming into games with a concrete plan that they feel if they execute that plan, they're going to be able to work deep into games. And I think last year you could see, whether it was Houck or Whitlock, guys trying to figure out kind of their place in the rotation. And it was sort of a day-to-day thing with a lot of those guys. They'd be good one start, bad the next. And there wasn't a lot of consistency. But going back to spring training, those 5 guys have all been pretty consistent.
As for the bullpen, are they still in the process of sorting out what some of those roles will be leading up to Chris Martin and Kenley Jansen?
I think so. And that's, I think for most teams in baseball, it's pretty common at this point of the year. You're trying to figure out who you have behind your closer, and the Red Sox are fortunate to have an all-star level setup man and a guy like Chris Martin, who I hasn't given up a run in I don't know how long, going back to last year, like sometime in August. So he's been terrific. And Kenley's had some physical issues, but managed to be on a team from the start of the season and has picked up 2 saves so far, so he's been kind of what you expect from him. And the guys behind him, it's a different cast than what we saw last year. Chase Anderson is new to the team. Greg Weissert's new to the team. Isaiah Campbell is new to the team. So these are all guys that have been acquired by Craig Breslow. In the case of Weissert and Campbell, young guys who, untested in the big leagues but have high-end stuff, and the Red Sox feel like they got a lot of value for them, and that both of those guys can be late-inning, high-leverage situation-type pitchers. And to have the Red Sox, sort of having guys who are new to MLB, the major leagues, and new to those roles in the bullpen, and look as good as those 2 guys have looked so far, that's a big plus, because those are not the kind of guys that we've seen come through the Red Sox in the last few years.
We're talking with Pete Abraham here on Downtown. Trevor Story has looked good so far, swinging a decent bat, showing some speed, but most of all, flashing that defense at shortstop. How important to whatever level of success they achieve this year is having Story be something close to what he was before he came to Boston?
Yeah, I think on both sides of the ball, that's true, but especially on defense. They've been so bad defensively the last couple of years. And part of that's been, you know, having a revolving door of shortstops and running guys out there who probably shouldn't have been out there, or guys who had failed as shortstops and then having to go back to the position because they had nobody else. You could see the position tick up a lot last year when Story came back from his elbow surgery. And even though he didn't hit, he was very good defensively. He made the rest of the infield better, particularly Rafi Devers. And now you're seeing that through spring training. The same thing has happened going into the season, too, that the entire team, it seems like, is responding to what Story does defensively. He's taken it upon himself to kind of be the captain of what's going on the field, reminding guys, you know, which base do you want to throw to if you get the ball? What are we going to do in this situation? You know, how should we be positioned for this particular hitter? I think a lot of the stuff that they were missing last year when he wasn't on the field. And I think the other part of it is he is sort of, this is kind of his first real season with the Red Sox. The first 2 years he was with the team, he was dealing with injuries. He had a lot of things going on where he couldn't be the kind of player that he wanted to be. This is the first time he's had a full spring training. He's been healthy. He's been able to work on things on a daily basis, which was, you know, part of his MO in Colorado when he was an all-star. And now you're seeing kind of the real Trevor Story for the first time in a Red Sox uniform.
Highlight reel level catch from Rafael last night. And while he's still raw, boy, there's a lot of potential there. And a guy that I think Red Sox fans will warm up to even more as the season goes on.
Yeah, no doubt. And it was funny. I never heard this before in covering a baseball team. When we would ask Alex Cora in spring training about Rafaela, so there were two outcomes at the time. He was either going to make the team and be the starting center fielder, or he was going to go back to AAA. There was no scenario where he would be with the team as a reserve. He was either going to be their starting center fielder or not. And usually there's a wider range of outcomes than that. Then you're either going to be a starting big center fielder on a big league team, or you're going back to the minors. So that kind of shows you what they thought of his defense, how important they thought it was. And he hit enough in spring training to earn that spot. He hasn't hit very well, you know, through six games so far, but they're confident that'll get there. But the defense is definitely a game changer. Having him in center allows them to keep O'Neill and Duran, you know, probably where they should be in terms of being on the corners. And with Story at shortstop, you know, that just kind of gives them a much better presence up the middle. And once they get Vaughn Grissom back from the IL and he can play second base, now you're starting to see a team that you can have a lot of confidence in defensively, which is a big change from what we saw the last couple of years.
And so far, O'Neill flashing some of the skills he had a couple of years ago with the Cardinals. He seems to be a guy, if he can stay healthy, will be a strong contributor.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. And this was a guy a couple of years ago, you know, received MVP votes for the Cardinals and won a Gold Glove. He was a terrific player for them in 2021. And then injuries kept him off the field the last couple of years, issues with the manager there in St. Louis. And it was kind of a time for change for everybody. You know, the Red Sox picked him up probably for a lot less than what it should have been, you know, and given who they gave up. And O'Neill, I think, has looked at this as, you know, he's only 29. He's got a lot of career left. This is kind of a season where he needs to prove who he is. And that one season, the one great season he had wasn't a fluke, that he can be a guy who's, you know, going to drive in 85 runs, going to hit 30 home runs, going to win a Gold Glove. And so far, that's what he's shown, that this is a guy who can be an elite-level contributor to the Sox.
Expectations are pretty low for this team, but is there the possibility, Pete, that this young team with better defense, some speed, if those young pitchers continue to develop, could this at least be a likable team?
Yeah, I think, you know, you look at guys like Rafaela and O'Neill, Story, you know, when they get Grissom back, I think Red Sox fans are going to like him. There are certainly some guys on this team that you can root for. Now, they're in a position where if a starting pitcher were to get hurt, I don't know where they're going. They don't have necessarily a lot of depth. And you wonder about, you know, Kenley Jansen staying healthy. If he goes down, what happens to the bullpen? They're on a little bit of a thin margin when it comes to pitching. But I think offensively they should be able to score runs. Having, you know, Devers and Story and O'Neill and guys like that in the middle of the lineup should make them a lot more dangerous than they were last year when there were guys coming and going. Now, is that going to be enough to speak into the playoffs? Probably not, I don't think. Their division is very tough. You know, the other four teams have legitimate playoff aspirations. And you look at, you know, they split two games, four games in Seattle, and they beat a very bad Oakland team twice. So you don't want to get too carried away. But given the range of outcomes coming into the season starting on the West Coast, they've looked pretty good.
Now, speaking of the West Coast, I know you're headed there, Pete. Is there any chance you make your way to Inglewood to see the boss?
Oh, I wish I could, but I'm going to see him in Albany in a couple weeks.
Oh, great. Excellent.
That'll make up for it then.
All right. We're looking forward to hearing all about it. Pete, great to talk with you. As always, appreciate you making some time for us this afternoon, and we'll catch you again soon.
Thanks for having me on, Rich.
Pete Abraham of the Boston Globe talking Red Sox with us here on Downtown on this Wednesday afternoon.